help me out.
It's What Should I Do Crew on 94.5 PST.
Samantha is here with us. She's got a big birthday coming up. All right, Samantha, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Hey, yep. My Dirty 30 is coming up, but my party is like stressing me out.
Wait, why? What's going on?
Okay, well, it's not the party itself. It's the guest list. My best friend's ex-boyfriend is like still friends with me. We're still friends. And of course, I want to invite him, but I'm like, it's probably going to make my best friend uncomfortable. And that sucks because I want her to have a good time, but he's a friend of mine too.
Wait, so why are you friends with your best friend's ex?
Well, because we were all friends before they got together.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't been a problem since they broke up because there have been like a bunch of big group parties. There haven't been a bunch of big group parties until now with my birthday party. So like it hasn't come up.
Yeah, that is kind of annoying. I get it. So wait, so you can't just not invite either of them? You don't think either of them will understand if you just do that?
Exactly. She's not over what happened and I don't blame her. Things did not end well. He really didn't handle things well, but he's still my close friend.
So I think that's actually very nice. You're such a good friend. You're kind of stressing about their feelings, which I think is nice.
I am. I don't want either of them to feel awkward or upset. Like it's supposed to be a fun night.
Yeah. And you don't really want like weirdness at the party. You want to just have a good time, you know?
Yeah.
I know. Right. So what do I do? How do I do this? I can't see myself leaving either of them out.
Ugh. Okay, all right. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to see what everybody thinks. Then we'll bring you back on and tell you what they said, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. This does suck.
Yeah, this does.
Because you don't want to go to a party and, I mean, you know, when you're not over something and your ex is around, Joe, you know this, and they
what?
Show up at the
myself
bar.
Myself, an ex?
Never. But you know, you've been in this situation where you show up at a bar and you text us and you're like, ugh. This one's here and I have to put my back to him and you know exactly every move he makes and it affects your night.
Yeah, it does.
The answer in this case is easy. The ex can't come because if I were her friend and my ex got invited and I'd say, you're not my friend anymore.
Oh.
I have cut friends off for communicating
with
exes.
But she's friends with both of them and she was friends with both of them before they got
together.
So that's what stinks about dating in a friend group.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to end well and then everything's awkward.
I hate to say it, but
girl code's going to run deeper.
I was going to say I may have to be with Joe. Like,
Joe is a beacon of reason.
No, that's never really the case. That's why it's a little crazy that I'm agreeing. But I do agree with you, Joe. I think girl code is like, I think you have to. That's what you have to go by here.
And she needs to cut this ex-man off as well. Like, cut him off.
Before they got together.
Yeah.
You want to call my friend Jordan? He does not talk to my ex anymore. We met together. Doesn't talk to him anymore.
All right. Chose I'm dying me. To hear what you'd say here. So give us a call.
What should she do?
I can't help myself.
Call the crew now. 609-243-9778. Or tap the chat button on the 94.5 PST app.
We're doing What Should I Do Crew here on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris, Joe. Joe thinks he's got the best advice always. And Gianna. I have to say, Joe, this screams you because I feel like we always get texts from you when you're in the bar saying, oh my God, X number 4 is over by the bathroom so I can't go to the bathroom. And remember that, Joe?
And I remember which of my friends interact with my exes. One of them came up and apologized to me for talking to an ex on Sunday, explicitly said, oh my God, I got cornered. I appreciated that kind of honesty.
Interesting. All right, so the deal is Samantha is having this Dirty 30 birthday party. She's still friends with her best friend's ex. See, they were friends before. This is the sticking point for me. They were friends before they got together. So I'm not sure why she would have to give up that friend. But anyway, she doesn't know what to do because she wants both of them at her party, in a nutshell. All right, so let's go to the phones. Emily in Ewing is on the line. Hey, Emily, what would you do?
Hi, good morning. I would say that she should talk to them separately or together and say, like, it's one night out of 365 days. They should be able to spend one night honoring their friend for her birthday because her birthday only happens once a year.
All right.
So I think she should talk to them both and say that she would love their support love for them both to be there because it's not right for her to be having to choose out of both of her friends.
You know, it's an interesting point. I didn't really think about it, that really it's not about them. It's about her that night.
It's true.
So maybe she just says, hey, can you guys do this for me?
She may have to be a little selfish here.
All parties.
I really didn't even think about that. I was just thinking more about their feelings.
Right, me too.
You know, but maybe, hey, let them, okay, let's go to, I love getting a guy's opinion. Dave's in East Windsor. Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I couldn't agree with Emily more. I mean, this is all about the girl's birthday party. You know, the two friends, they have to suck it up. You know what? They were friends before. I'm hopeful that there's going to be enough people that they can stay in their separate corners and just be there for the girl for the one day. I agree. One day out of 365, suck it up.
It's true. I kind of...
It's so funny. I wasn't even thinking that.
Me
either. I was
either.
Kind of like, who gets the right to be at the birthday party?
Yeah.
The best friend or the friend from before?
But I kind of think they're right, though. Like, there really isn't about anybody besides Samantha.
Well,
that
and
day.
You know what? If one of them feels that uncomfortable, then it's up to them to say, hey, I just can't be there. But that kind of stinks for Samantha because it's her birthday. But I think Samantha needs to understand. You know what? Let me just tell Samantha.
This. Okay, let's bring her on.
Hey, Samantha.
Yeah.
So everybody's seeming to say that you just got to invite both of them because it's for you. It's not for them. But I think if I were you, I would be prepared that one of them may say no. And don't take that personally. It might just be what they need to do right now because they don't want to see each other.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. I was actually even kind of thinking of maybe telling one of them to come for the first part of the party and then the other to come for the second half.
Ah, make a little line. Make a little invisible line throughout the night. All right, you've got to go at 9 and you need to show up at 9:15.
Yeah, something like that.
Good idea. Well, good luck. I hope it works out for you. Who wants a Fear pack of tickets to Valley of Fear? A Fear 4-pack is what we're giving away all week long. So you ready to play another round of Who, What, Where game, the Halloween edition? So Valley of Fear, oh my God, it's our favorite place to go during spooky season. 34 years of fear is what they're celebrating because it's the best. The coolest attractions. I mean, yeah, I sweat and I scream through the whole thing.
It's legit the best.
And then I say, this is the coolest place ever.
It is.
Yeah.
They're celebrating 34 years of fear in America's most horrifying woods this year. There's Philadelphia's original haunted hayride, Miles Manor haunted house, and Captain Willie's shipwreck cove. You can get tickets in person or online at valleyoffear.com.
Or you can win a Fear 4-pack right now by answering this question. So what you got to do is answer this little Halloween trivia question in the 94.5 PST app chat. First one through with the right answer is going to win.
Yep.
Okay. So the question this hour is, what's the name of the clown doll in the movie Poltergeist?
Ooh.
No
idea.
That's
a hard one. That's hard.
All right. So if you know it, if you think you know it, get in the app chat right now and send us your answers. Good luck.
It can't be Chris. Can't be Chris on 94.5 PST.
Let's do it. Let's see if 17 days is where Chris Rollins' streak on the game named Can't Be Chris ends. Her opponent this morning is a returning champion. Good morning. I understand you're in Bensalem. Who's this?
This is Dom from Bensalem.
All right, Dom. You're going to take on one Christine Rollins.
All right.
All right.
And so, he's already beat me, so he's already got a leg up.
You've beaten her before, right?
I am 1-0-1 against her.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Today's the day. Today's the day where that starts to really break up. All right. Bye, Chris.
Okay.
Dom will get 3 questions. When Chris comes back, she will not hear his answers, by the way. When Chris comes back, she'll get the same 3. Here we go. Your quiz starts now, Dom, okay?
Got it.
All right. It's Bryce Harper's birthday today. What position does he play currently for the Phillies?
Currently, he plays first base, but he has also played right field, locking that in.
We're locking in that locking
extensive
in a
very
answer,
extensive
it.
Answer. All right, question number 2. Ariana Grande was spotted with her boyfriend Ethan Slater getting all cozy at the SNL after party this past weekend. How many times has Ariana Grande been married?
Locking in once.
3rd and final question for you, Dom. Derek Huff was posting about his wife's health journey on Instagram. He's a former contestant and a judge on what competition TV show?
Locking in Dancing with the Stars.
All right. All your answers are locked in, Dom. We're going to call Chris back into the room. Can't Beat Chris is powered by Legoland Discovery Center, Philadelphia. Jump into a world of creativity, color, and playful learning. Info and tickets at philadelphia.legolanddiscoverycenter.com. What's going on, Chris?
Hey there. That was quick.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Quiz. Chris's quiz. Quiz starts now. Question number one. It's Bryce Harper's birthday today. What position does he currently play for the Phillies?
He's such a cutie. First base.
You both said first base, and you're both correct.
You didn't think I'd know that, did you?
I was hoping.
Did
Dom knew what position he used to play as well.
What position did he used to play? I don't even know that.
Right field.
Oh, right field. Okay.
Question number two.
Good thing that wasn't it. I wouldn't have known that.
Ariana Grande was spotted with her boyfriend Ethan Slater getting all cozy at the after party at SNL this past weekend. How many times has Ariana Grande been married?
Oh, married once, but engaged other times, right?
So you're going to both, you both locked in one,
yeah.
And you guys are both correct.
I had to think about that for a minute.
All right, coming down to the third and final question. Are you confident in your answer?
Yes.
All right. For Chris Rollins, here it comes. Derek Huff was posting about his wife's health journey on Instagram recently. He's a former contestant and a judge on what competition show?
He actually just said he danced with his wife last night for the first time. Dancing with the Stars.
You both said Dancing with the Stars, and you guys are both correct, which means you guys tied today.
Yes. Good job,
Dom. Very good.
Good game.
Good game.
Giving each other a high five.
I feel like
the,
we should be slapping
on the sidelines.
Hands. Right. Yeah.
Anyway, that paints an image in my mind. For playing along today, Dom, we got you a pair of tickets to see James Blunt at the Met on June 20th.
All right.
The Back to the Bedlam 20th Anniversary Tour stops in Philadelphia for an unforgettable night. Purchase tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, but hang on the line.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
A lot of people thinking that Diddy is getting some special treatment in jail. Here's the deal. He wished his Instagram account wished his 2-year-old daughter a happy birthday yesterday. So everybody's like, wait, does he have social media in jail?
Who
Maybe
knows?
It's his people doing. I mean, he's got tons of people working for him, right?
I know, but I don't know. It's just weird. I hope it's just his people because the things that he's
shouldn't
been
be getting
of,
special treatment.
Yeah,
I seriously.
Agree.
So now he's. Have you heard the latest accusation? He's being accused now, being sued by another woman who says that he raped her because she told him that she believed he had something to do with Tupac's murder.
Oh.
So he got mad and basically just raped her. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how that goes. So Britney revealed some of her crazy girl crushes. I don't think they're that crazy, but they're kind of all over the place. Pamela Anderson is one. Selena Gomez, Kendall Jenner, Drew Barrymore, kind of random, right? And Camila Cabello.
All understandable.
All hot.
Yeah, all understandable.
Hot. Love them all. So I'm hearing some buzz that Deadpool and Wolverine stars, you know, Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman could host the Oscars. Possibly, you know, as part of like a rotating ensemble, if you will, which could also include Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler, The Rock. They're trying to mix things up a little bit so people watch.
Those all sound like good options, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind any of them. I'm not even sure I care that much about the actual host.
Did you say Amy Schumer or Amy Poehler?
Poehler.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Did I say Schumer?
No.
No, Poehler.
Didn't remember. Oh,
yeah.
God. She's the superior Amy.
The superior Amy. And Ben Affleck is directing a Stella beer commercial featuring his buddy, Matt Damon, and David Beckham. So if you see it, know that Ben's behind it. All right, there's the scoop. Wrong to ask a celebrity that you would run into on the street or something for a picture. Joe
yes.
thinks it's awful. We've been going round and round about this since the weekend. The phones are open. You can chime in anytime you want. 609-243-9778. Tell them who you ran into, Joe.
Andy Cohen was in Philadelphia at Our Fest, which is Alfest, formerly known as Alfest, on Sunday afternoon. And he gave like a, came out and gave a speech on the stage and stuff at some point. But it was mingling around the crowd and stuff. I had some friends walk up, get pictures of them, and I was like, what? And you know, we've had this debate. Now, there's two different ways I want to look at this. So I want to have my platform, I want to have my stage for 30 seconds and want to articulate this argument. One, there's running into a celebrity out of performance, out of context when they're traveling on a plane, as Gianna did a couple weeks ago when she saw Teresa Giudice, right?
Oh, yeah, and she gladly took a picture with me.
That is obnoxious.
It's not obnoxious.
I have zero regrets. I would have regretted not taking a picture with
her. That is obnoxious and rude to do that to a celebrity in that context.
I think if no one did that to her, she'd be like, why isn't anybody recognizing me?
Joe, you got in an Uber one time, and the guy asked you for a selfie, and we heard about it for 6 weeks. So when you're on the other side of it, you're excited.
I didn't mind it, but that's just because I'm me.
He also was the one that went up to Ariana Grande when she was doing exactly what you're saying.
And did I only do it? Why did I do it?
No, you say you only did it to show us, but come on, you were fangirling.
And you're cheesing so hard in that picture.
The other thing I hate is in any context when people are like, I have to meet this person. I would John all the time. Chris all the time. I'd die if I met so-and-so.
If I met Harry Styles, I think I'd pass out. After my picture.
Joe, I'm actually not sure anymore if I'd be like, excuse me, I don't know why I'm choking.
Great radio.
I know, sorry.
Okay.
Taking a drink. We'll cut that out.
And yeah. It's live radio, Chris.
I know, that's why I said it. There was a time where I would have fangirled. I think I'm over it though. But if I passed someone on the street, I think I would have to stop and say, hey, can I take a picture?
Like, I love Reba McEntire. She is my everything.
Mm-hmm.
If I have zero desire to meet her.
And that's just but false. Let's say it happens.
Desire. I wouldn't know. It's stupid to stand next to. Oh, you mean to meet them at the. You sound like a babbling idiot.
You don't have to sound like that.
I feel like you always take advantage of the backstage opportunities you get, though, Joseph. And
your
free concert tickets.
Do I?
Yeah, you kind of do.
I may have had one last night that I didn't do.
Oh, really?
Okay, one out of the year.
Someone you don't care about, then. But it's someone you don't care about.
Please don't say that.
Oh, God.
Never mind.
I want to open the phones. If you ran into a celebrity that you loved, do you think it's wrong to ask for a picture or an autograph? To ask them for an autograph or take a picture of them? I think of course it is. Joe thinks it is absolutely obnoxious. It's Chris, Joe, and Gianna. We're Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST. We just got off the phone with Sheena in Burlington. Her son plays football with Nick Sirianni's son. And she said, though, she's never asked him for an autograph. She feels bad because he's just at his son's game, yada, yada, yada. Let me tell you something, though. I think if you went up to him and asked him, he wouldn't care at all.
No.
He'd probably be flattered.
Maybe not during the game, but like after or before.
I don't think he'd care whenever.
Nick Sirianni's in trouble this week for the way he's talking about fans and stuff.
But
so
he wouldn't be rude to her.
I think he'd be rude.
Nah. No.
I don't think so at all. I really don't. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got, who's on the line?
Bree in Newtown is here.
Bree in Newtown. Hey, Bree.
Hey.
What do you think?
So I'm a little nervous to say hi to anybody, but a little while ago, I saw Joe at a Wawa.
Wait, our Joe? Our Joe?
Our Joe. That's correct.
Do we say hi to each other?
We did not, because I know you don't like talking to people.
Oh, my God. You're so rude. Isn't he
bullying these
sorry.
People?
I would have loved to have met
Bree,
you.
Bree, let me tell you, Bree, if I ever see you at a Wawa, please come up to me. I will give you a hug. We will take a picture. I would love to say hi to you.
I'll take you out for a drink after. I feel
Seriously.
Bad.
Bree, I would have loved to have met you in the Wawa.
Uh-huh, now you say that.
No.
I don't know, she says.
Wait, what was he doing? Did he look drunk?
No, it was pretty early in the afternoon, but I'm not quite sure.
Oh, boy. Hey, first off.
Nice aura you have around you that people don't want to approach you.
Great
that's,
customer
that's
service,
the one you want to have, sure.
That is not good.
Awful.
Let me tell you, when people don't want to come up to you and don't want your picture or don't want your autograph, that's when you got to worry.
Agreed.
But I maintain my theory. Like, Gianna, you love Harry Styles. What would you say to him that is so earth-shattering that you have to say it?
I just want to talk to the guy.
And say what?
Hi? I don't know. Just hello?
See what I mean? It sounds stupid.
It doesn't. I would say,
you don't think an artist wants to hear that people are affected by their music?
They could open social media now and scroll through it when they damn well please and then turn it off.
You're the obnoxious one.
Yeah, this is a little much.
Yeah, this is crazy. Oh, Gianna, you're going to love this. Hey, listen, if you're one of those people that can never get enough, like, of the sauce packets, you know, when you go to a fast food drive-in, you're going to love this.
That is me.
Yeah, so Burger King and Hidden Valley Ranch, I know I'm speaking your love language.
You are.
Are teaming up to give out giant tubs of ranch with sandwiches at select locations starting today. Here's the deal. You're going to have to go to New York City. But that's not that far.
I'm going to go all the way there today.
So the tubs are free. And apparently you can dip an entire burger into this tub.
Wait.
They're called the Big Dip Tubs. 8 ounces of ranch compared to, you know, those little tiny, you know, ranch
eight
containers.
Ounces. Oh, like 24.
Well, the little ones are like 1 ounce. So you're getting eight times that.
Okay. So that's a decent amount.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're only in like the major cities right now, but none in Philly. I'm surprised. So it's New York, LA, Chicago, Miami, Dallas.
No.
But New York City's not that bad. Just go up the Jersey Turnpike. You'll be there in an hour.
I could just jump on the train in Hamilton, but
yeah, actually, you know what? Starting today too, you can buy it on hiddenvalley.com for $1 a piece, but going to get a free one's a lot more fun.
I just, you know how I feel about Hidden Valley Ranch.
I know you do. You've got a love for it, desire for it.
An obsession with it.
Yeah.
And this just feels so wrong that I can't get my hands on this today.
You can.
How am I going to get to New York City
today? Maybe not today, but maybe this weekend you can go. It's for a limited time. It's going to be around for a little while.
All right. Maybe, I think you might have convinced me.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Everybody's buzzing, wondering if Diddy is getting some special treatment in jail. Because normally when you're in jail, you don't get access to your social media.
Right.
But Diddy's social media, his Instagram account specifically, wished his 2-year-old daughter a happy birthday yesterday. And it's got everybody talking about it.
Even if this is, you know, like his media team or whatever it is, I just still think, stop posting. He shouldn't be allowed to have anything published. He shouldn't be allowed to sell anything. Like, all of his stuff should be put on pause.
Agreed. Totally agree with you. He's being sued now by another woman who says that he raped her because she told him that she believed he had something to do with Tupac's murder. So it was like punishing her for that.
Yeah, that's a way to handle things.
He thinks I went down a wormhole yesterday and was reading all about this and everything. It made me so angry. He like really thinks he's God or something.
I cannot with this.
It's time that he got knocked down. So Britney has revealed her crazy girl crushes, and I think you're going to agree with some of them. They're all over the place, too. Like, Pamela Anderson is on the list.
Right.
Selena Gomez, totally hot.
Understand.
Kendall Jenner, Drew Barrymore. That's kind of a weird one, right? Although she's hot.
Yeah.
I just would never expect Britney to say that.
I know, because it's like a random lineup of people.
And then Camila Cabello. You're good, girl. I agree.
Those are
good ones.
I don't think she has a type. She just loves you, and I love it.
Yeah. And there's buzz that Deadpool and Wolverine stars, you know, Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, could be hosting the Oscars this year. Who doesn't love them, right?
I know, it's true.
Oh, my God. All right, there's the scoop. It's 908 to 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. So Joe Gatto, you know, who used to be on Impractical Jokers, is going to be in AC this weekend. He's here to tell us all about it. We've got him on the phone.
Hey, it's Joe.
Hi, Joe. It's Chris. It's Joe. Another Joe. Oh, God, this is going to be so confusing.
That's a great name.
And Gianna here. You know, Joe, it's so funny. We were handed a paper of all the things about you, and there's such a serious title for you. It says acclaimed comedian Joe Gatto, and I'm just like, for such a non-serious guy, it's a very serious title.
I'm a serious in the business, but not serious in life.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, we just love you. Everything about you, huge fans of Impractical Jokers. I mean, you spent years doing that. And, you know, every episode that I watch, I have a favorite Impractical Joker. Like, you know, depending on the episode, you're my favorite. And then when Sal falls on the floor laughing, he's my favorite.
Right.
And when Murr is out in the middle of some intersection naked that you guys have made him do that, he's my favorite. You know what I mean? You guys are all just fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we have some fun.
Joe, what I'm hearing is you're not always Chris's favorite.
Yeah, but that's, you know what happens. Everybody has a slip in judgment now and again. So what are we gonna do about it?
Is there any chance of you reuniting with the guys and going back to the show?
There's no need to reunite with the guys. They're still my best friends. We're just not friends from work anymore. So that's all good. But I don't see, I'll never say never, but I mean, you know, I've moved on from the show. They moved on from me as part of it and reinvented it into their thing. So it's, I don't think so. Let's leave it at that.
Joe, I honestly thought I was part of the show one time, and I was doing Instacart before this whole radio thing, and I delivered groceries to Murr's house because we live in the same, you know, area as him.
Ah, that's so funny.
So I walk up to his house and we drop off the groceries and he answers the door. And now I'm like starstruck almost, right? So now, of course, when anybody sees any of the four of you, you're kind of like, all right, where are the cameras? Where is everybody?
Oh, 100%.
And we got stuck in the gate in his house. So we were convinced we were on the show.
He was just trying to kidnap you.
Maybe. I broke loose, though.
I can relate. I mean, everything that weird that happens in my life, I'm convinced I'm on Impractical Jokers. Because being in New Jersey, you know, we're kind of fair game, you know?
100%. You're in a local area. Well, you know, we travel. I go around the country now. When I tour with my, you know, I'm on tour with my new comedy hour, Let's Get Into It. So this tour just started and I've been going across the country doing it. It's been so much fun. But whenever I'm like in a local, you know, area or whatever, they see me walking, they're like, their drawers dropped. Like, what are you doing here? And then the second thing they do is like, you're not going to get me, are you? Like, no, I'm in the middle of West Virginia. I'm just here trying to pick up some gas and a soda.
Yeah, I love it. You're never innocent anymore. All right. So speaking of your tour, the Let's Get Into It tour. All right. What are we getting into here? You're going to be at Circus Maximus Theater in AC, one of our favorite places, Atlantic City, this weekend, Saturday night. Tell us what we're going to hear.
I'm so excited to be in AC. It's always so much fun because, you know, I'm a local guy. I've been going to Atlantic City my whole life. I actually have a very fun story that I'm going to share in this new hour around Atlantic City that involved my late mother, who always loved to go down there, like all good Staten Island Italian mothers did.
Right.
Yeah. Let's get into it. I just break down, like, I'm always amazed with how people become the people they are, because I didn't start this way, this loud, crazy, boisterous man. I was like this young geek, nerdy kid, like an OG, original geek. I used to be making tests for my father. Like, when he would come home from work, his 10-hour day selling life insurance door to door, and I would like had made a test for him, like going through the encyclopedias, and I'd be like, pop quiz, Dad.
Oh my gosh.
Get the heck out of here.
You know, I love it.
So cool.
I just kind of break down how, like, you know, how we become the people we are based on our experiences, our DNA, how our parents are. Now I'm a dad too, so my poor children, I mean, they have me running through them, so it's going to be an experience for them.
I love
hilarious.
It.
Yeah. So, again, Joe Gatto here with the crew, going to be at Circus Maximus Theater in Atlantic City on Saturday night. It's his Let's Get Into It tour. Everybody get there. He's the funniest man alive. I think it's just going to be fantastic. Thanks for being here.
Oh, you got it. Thank you so much.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.